it's nice to get a positive start. It's nice to go to Longford and score 3 goals away from home, all from open play. So that's hugely important. It didn't start the way we wanted, but it certainly finished the way we wanted. The players have to take immense credit for that. You know, they could have maybe a 2-0 down, thought to themselves, here we go again, a bit like last year at times. But they were able to stay in the game, and then they got themselves back into the game with a goal before half-time. And then they were able to regroup and go out the second half and give it a real goal. And on their second half performance, we probably deserved the 3 points. If truth be told, I thought we were very, very good in the second half.
Since we spoke to you last, a couple of changes of personnel. Ryan Flood won't be part of the plans, but you have a new man.
Yeah, we've a new man, Luke O'Brien. Obviously, he's coming in loan from St Pat's. I'd like to thank them for their help. Obviously, as you get close to the end of the window, it's very hard player-wise, but we were made aware of Luke. It's an area, obviously, when we've lost Gavin Jordan and Connor Tourish, who are both injured at the moment. Defensively, we need players to come in and compete. And look, Luke's an Irish international at underage, so he'll bring a bit of quality. He'll bring competition, which is good. Ryan, for family reasons, is away back to America. But again, anyone that knows me and has spoke to me over this past 6 weeks, I'm just one that really concentrates on the players that are available. And that's nothing against the players that aren't available. It's just they can't affect the game. So I try and not let them affect my mind. I just let my mind be affected by the ones that can affect the game.
And the 2 goal scorers against Longford, great for new guys to come in and hit the ground running.
Yeah, brilliant. Great for success. As a number 9, you want to score goals and you want to get off the mark very quickly. So he's got himself off the mark. He had a reasonable game against Longford. Long may that continue. Young and Boulay, obviously a Bally Buffet boy. So it's great for him, you know, to score a winning goal in the first division for his hometown club, and it's something I'm sure he'll remember for quite a while. So again, it gives me food for thought. You know, obviously Mark's come on and impressed, like all the subs, all played their part. You know, Max Hutchison come on and he played his part in that as well. Young Chris Latifa, again, another debut for him. So look, it was a good evening, but again, people are probably bored of me saying that. It's only one game and it's only 3 points, so on to the next one.
Now, turning to the big game of the weekend, home to Cork. Cork are going to be the favourites to win the league. But it's a great opening game. There'll be a real buzz about Finn Park.
Yeah, there'll be a buzz about Finn Park, there's no doubt. You look at Cork, obviously, last week at home to Kerry, and they're able to have 5,500 people at the game. They have the tag as favourites, and rightly so. You know, they are a Premier Division club in waiting. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And last week showed that with the following, that they were able to get to their ground. I'm under no doubt that we will have a very, very good crowd at Finn Park this weekend. The one thing that the fans have always been, in my time here, have been very supportive. They've obviously had that wee glimmer of hope last week away to Longford, and it's a great start. People say to me, you know, it's a difficult one. I think they're all difficult games in the first division. I don't think there's any freebies. So you have to play everybody at some stage. So look, it's 2 teams that are going into this game high in confidence. As I say, we have a really good away win under our belt. They have a really good home win under their belt. So I'm sure they'll come to Finn Park looking to get a second win in a row. And I just want our boys to go out and compete the way they competed at Longford. And if we do that, then we'll be okay.
And in terms of the training and how near people are to sort of peak fitness, where are we at? Are most of the guys pretty much there?
We've been good. Now, our pre-season's been good. The reasons behind that, Chris, obviously, are the fact that we've been in together a long time. We're in nearly 7 weeks now, 8 weeks. There's only been a few additions added late to the squad, but the likes of young Luke, who's just come in, has done a full pre-season with Pats, never missed a session. Young Chris Latifa, obviously done a full pre-season with Bohemians before he come here. So we're good. We're good, and I'm well pleased with the fitness levels. Obviously, Nicola, Gary, and Owen have done a lot of work in that, you know, in the physical department. So, well pleased. And again, as you need your fitness levels to be good this time of the year, especially with the pitches being heavy. So, let's hope that we can go out and we can give a really good account of ourselves in the game.
And finally, just in terms of the transfer window, are we likely to see any more movement?
I don't know. You can never say never. Obviously, it's open to Thursday. I'm sure tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday will be busy days. It'll be other managers maybe trying to get players out and loan. It's a matter of me maybe having to sit down with the chairman and the people that make them decisions, seeing if there's any wiggle room for myself. But you know, you never say never. I'm not actively looking, but if something maybe falls in my lap, a bit like Luke, then it's something that you have to assess at the time.